It's interesting when sometimes, there's some studies, let's say, testing whether mathematics is independent of language or not. So there's been some studies in cognitive neuroscience to see whether, when you perform certain tasks, whether you use or you don't use like linguistic areas and so on. And some papers have shown that for certain tasks, you don't really recruit many of the well-known, quote, linguistic areas. So that's kind of one way of looking at it, but in fact is very misleading again, because it's, let's say, it's a moment of, when usually in these brain scans, you have individuals lying down. If it's an MRI scanning, let's say, a magnetic resonance imaging scanning, they're lying down isolated in a dark room and, being scanned. In order for those individuals to even entertain a question, to even understand the question, to even think about, what they need to do as a participant in a study, or for them to know any mathematics at all, we shouldn't forget that all what they know about mathematics was done via language. They were taught in schools already very early in preschool, perhaps, and then elementary school and middle school and high school and college, and all that through language and notation and trainings, which are all linguistic and culturally mediated. So the fact that at a certain moment you may, when you're isolated in the scanner, not, let's say, quote, recruiting in vivo, in situ, brain areas that are presumably linguistic, doesn't necessarily mean that these things are not linguistic, because in the history of individuals, they have been heavily linguistics. So the idea of sometimes we see in a mathematician can work isolated in his room or in some sort of little cabin in the woods, proving a theorem, and spending 3 months by him or herself, and the view that is non-linguistic at all because they're not involved with anyone else, is in certain ways linguistic, because even in that extreme isolated case of working without the interaction with humans at that moment, what led to all those thinking processes were heavily shaped and formed and determined by linguistic and cultural practices through all the educational training that individual received.